A cold front is moving through the area today. That is the reason for the rain this morning. That's going to last through midday and early afternoon today. The best chances for rain are going to be near and south of Interstate 10. And it's not going to rain all day. We may even see some peaks of sunshine as we move to this afternoon and the evening before sunset. But that cold front I mentioned is going to drag our temperatures down tonight. We're going to be down in the 40s early Tuesday morning, and that's not even the coldest. We'll be down the 30s early on Wednesday. So winter is not over. You may need that extra blanket or definitely the heater on in the car early Tuesday and early Wednesday. That being said, temperatures do start to moderate Wednesday and Thursday. We'll be in the mid to upper 70s. And really, Wednesday and Thursday look like pretty nice days if you can ignore that cold start I mentioned on Wednesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday will be the days that oak pollen, that dreaded oak pollen, really rears its ugly head. So allergy sufferers, take note of that. I think we only have about 1 week left of the oak because it is peaking. We are seeing what should be the highest numbers of those oak pollen counts, and then here in about a week or week and a half, we'll start to see that oak go away. We still got to deal with it, though, this week. Like I mentioned, temperatures will mild out mid to late week, and then the next threat for rain rolls in late Thursday into Friday. I do have my eyes on next weekend, and it looks like the rain gets out of here, but it looks a little bit on the cool side. And it also looks like we'll have a bit of an onshore wind move in, particularly on Sunday. So we may have a rogue shower move in off the Atlantic thanks to that onshore wind, while temperatures stay in the upper 60s and low 70s both Saturday and Sunday. But I am encouraged by those forecast trends that we will see drier weather by next weekend. But keep in mind the rain today through midday, and then those cold starts Tuesday, Wednesday, and then a little bit more rain late Thursday into early Friday. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.